Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Sweet Bedtime Story. Today I just would like to tell you a story that my dad once told me. See, my dad often told me stories at bedtime, when I was too stubborn or too energetic to sleep, maybe both. In fact, he told me so many stories that at one point he even started writing a story about me returning color to the world. But that's for another time. No, today's story is special for a very different reason. I remember it very well, as I was laying in bed listening to his voice. He started telling me a story. Once upon a time, he'd say, because all stories should start with once upon a time, there was a little boy named Theodore, Teddy, to his friends. Well, he didn't have that many friends, but most people called him Teddy because Theodore is way too long to say. He was still a boy growing up, and as such, not in complete control over his body. A little clumsy, perhaps, but with a good heart. Mostly, he just did his best. He tried his hardest in school and, well, usually succeeded where he put some effort. And if things were too boring, well, you know how it goes when you're small and the teachers might need to give you a bit more of attention in the subjects that you don't like. But that's not what this story is about. The thing is, Teddy had a kind heart. He thought the best of people. And while he was indeed sometimes clumsy and not always too careful with everything, he'd sometimes break things, and he'd feel terrible about them. Once, he even broke a very old pot that one of the teachers had put in the windowsill with some flowers in. The flowers could be saved, but no matter how much glue Teddy tried to use, the pot was broken. And he felt so guilty. He felt so bad for breaking something important to the teacher. And the other children started noticing this and started blaming him for other things that broke or were done. If someone broke something else, they just say that Teddy did it if nobody had seen it. And this continued. And the more children said it, the more the teachers would believe it. They didn't have a choice. Nobody else had seen what was happened, and everyone was saying that Teddy had done it. This continued year after year. And what was worse, Teddy started believing them. He thought that he had done those things and simply couldn't remember. He thought that he had broken or destroyed all those things. And he felt guilty. Remembering that pot that he broke, he felt so guilty. And it didn't take long for him to see things in the news and feel responsible for them. He'd look at the world, and he was almost becoming blind to the good things, seeing only all the things that went wrong. And he would feel so terrible. He would feel ashamed almost of existing, feel all that guilt. Teddy did it. He took it quietly, rather than the smiling child he once was. He became more and more quiet. And one day, he was walking on the street, thin as anything, and someone walked past him, turned around, and said, "Teddy?" He turned around, wondering what he'd done this time. He didn't recognize the woman. The face had more lines than it used to have. And the woman was smiling. It took him quite a while to realize it was Miss Winter, the teacher, the one whose pot he broke. She walked up to him and she said, "Teddy, I'm so sorry. I am so very sorry." He was so confused. Miss Winter told him that she knew that he hadn't done all those things, but it took so long for her to realize it. And even though the pot was important, she got an even better one after. Of course, she was smart enough not to take it to school anymore because, well, children break things. She wasn't upset with him at all. She gave him a big hug and continued walking, leaving Teddy absolutely dumbfounded. He stood there for minutes. Slowly, he started crying. He was starting to let go of all of those things. Every single bit of guilt that had been plaguing him over the years that he knew deep inside weren't his fault. And he knew that, of course, you make mistakes. Of course, you sometimes break something or do something wrong. But he was trying to do the right thing, and he did. It took him quite a while to regain his composure. And for the first time in a while, he genuinely smiled. He smiled at the world. And when he got back home, he called up his parents and he said, "Thank you. Thank you for being my parents." He told them what Miss Winter had done, and they too were happy for him. It took him a while to get over everything, but every day the sun shone a bit brighter. Every day there was more spring in his step for him to do the right things, to feel the right way. He ate more healthy, enjoyed his life. And come Christmas, he did something he'd never done before. He did his best to gather all the addresses of everyone who had ever placed the blame on him. And he wrote them a card saying, "I forgive you." It didn't matter if they read it or not. He knew what he had done, and he was proud of himself. When my dad told the story, I was quite confused. I hope it is of some help for you. Sleep well.